there's a lot of history behind it, and a lot of people are still sensitive to them, to that word, because of the way it still, believe it or not, it affects people today.
They're not that sensitive because they're saying it every day and they're putting it in all their music. It can't be that sensitive to it.
Flipped it into a connotation that does not offend them anymore. But when somebody else says it, there can be ulterior motives behind it, because there's still racist people saying it with hate in their and within them.
Welcome to No Half Steppin' with Leonard Jackson. We give a platform to anyone about anything. We're like the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to No Half Steppin' with Leonard Jackson. I got a very special guest, somebody who I've known, I guess,
since... Why?
Yeah, since he was born. His name is, what's your name? Brian. Brian Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's my second child. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Brian has a TikTok, and he went from zero to how many likes in 3 weeks?
How many likes?
Yeah, or views or whatever you call it.
Well, total likes is probably 1.4 to 1.5 million now.
1.5 million likes. Yes. How many views?
Total?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. It's probably in like the... Probably 10 million range.
10 million?
Something around there, probably. Jeez.
And how long have you had a TikTok?
About a month, month and a half.
And what got you into TikTok? Your
honestly,
little sister?
No, definitely not.
Because your little sister's on TikTok.
But is she really?
I need to get her off. But anyway.
But just everybody else was on it, and it gets to the point where it's like, okay, it's so...
Peer pressure.
It's just like so overwhelming the culture to where it's like... You kind of have.
There's a culture. There's a TikTok.
It's not really
culture.
A culture. It's just like so. Like it rules like a lot of like the social aspects. Like this inside jokes from TikTok that people talk about and stuff like that.
Like Twitter almost.
Yeah.
It's like a kid's Twitter. So
you could say that.
But you can't.
It's like the new Vine, if you know what Vine is.
So you can't type messages on it. You just do videos on it.
Pretty much. Well, you can type messages in your videos.
Oh. Okay.
But. You can basically just post videos.
So, how many are most of these girls that are on there?
No, it's probably I feel like it's pretty evenly distributed.
Why do people like your videos so much?
You'd have to ask them. I mean, people say it's because of my looks, but I don't really know.
Have you gotten any new friends from this, or are they just fans?
Yeah, I've met a few people off TikTok. I've cultured like relationships with people just from like seeing them on TikTok alone. And reaching out, or them reaching out to me. And it's pretty cool just to, like, be able to garner new relationships with people.
Where do you see this thing going? Right now, you're just having fun.
Right now, I'm just having fun, but, I mean, there is settings you can do where you plug your Instagram and your YouTube in the actual app. So I'm looking to make a YouTube channel, you know, because hopefully make money off of that, because I'm not making
any money. You want to make some money?
Yeah. I mean...
You want to entertain people, too?
Yeah. If you're putting in the work to make the videos...
Might as well get paid for it.
Yeah.
You want to be famous?
It's not, like, a forefront of why I do what I do, but it's... I mean, it's nice.
You'll take the fame.
If it comes...
Well, you know what that means. You got to, like, get security and move into a gated community, all that stuff.
I'm not going to be famous.
I can't afford all that.
Well, I mean, if I'm famous, you won't have to.
You'll pay for it? Now, high school, you got one more year after this... do you guys worry about getting shot? Because I know you had a school shooting down the street from your school. Mm-hmm. How's everybody feeling right now?
I feel like it's just, like, scary. But people are getting over, like, people are starting to move on, like, from the shooting. Because our community is so strong. Everyone just came together so strong and came back 10 times better. Not better, but stronger.
Stronger. More united.
Yeah.
Indivisible.
Definitely, definitely.
Are you always looking at people like, what if that dude's packing?
There's always some people that are questionable, just the way they carry themselves.
Watch them a little close?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's something you just got to kind of live with and just kind of be cognizant of what's going on around you.
That's just so scary.
Yeah.
Now, you, that girl who died from that shooting at Saugus, she was following you on what? TikTok?
On Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah, I found out when I visited her page that, like, the follow back button was on. I was like, dang, that's, like, it kind of hits close to home because it's, like, they really, like kind of knew who I was.
You got any kids at your school that are, like, that quit school? Homeschooling?
I know a lot of people the reason, like, my friend Jaira, the reason, one of the reasons she became homeschooled was her fear of that.
Really?
And then that kind of just justified it for her, like, oh, well, you know.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know anything about this. The first thing I heard about this was Mike, the producer, text me and said, "Does your son go to Saugus High School?" Right then, he calls me. Right when I was reading the text, he calls me. "Hey, Dad, can I go home?" It's like, why you want to go home? I said, "Wait a second. Was there a shooting at Saugus?" I thought, he said, "Yep." I was like, "That's why." I knew that's why you asked me that. And so I'm panicking. I'm like, "Yo, man, you need to go home. Don't even think twice about it. Just go home." And so I think you went straight home. Yeah. I hope. Yeah. You're talking about trying to go to Starbucks or something.
I wanted to see if, like, it was a fluke or not, because all I knew at the time was my friend called me, said, "Don't go to school." I was already in the parking lot looking for a parking space. I was wondering why there was so much traffic of people trying to leave. But I was like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, rush hour. I don't know.
People trying to bounce?
Yeah.
Were they bouncing in a hurry?
Not really.
They're just leaving?
Yeah, they were just leaving. And then I remember my friend, like, waving my car down while I was driving through the parking lot, and I rolled out my window. He was like, "Hey, bro, just go home. They're on lockdown." And that's when I was like, oh, okay.
Did he tell you why?
No. I feel like a lot of people didn't really know at the time until, like, the news and all that. But I knew from the phone call that somebody said there was a mass shooting. So, you know, it's not something you, like, play around with. So kind of just took their word
for it. So what happened after that? You just went home and didn't think about it anymore?
Turned on the news, watched what was happening. It's kind of just, like...
surreal?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't hit you at first. But...
Well, the first thing I was thinking is... you know, unfortunately, this, you know, anybody's school could be next. Mm-hmm. Anybody's school could be next. I'm thinking about when I'm walking to the grocery store, somebody could start popping off. Because they mm-hmm. don't do metal detectors at grocery stores, shopping malls, mm-hmm. certain places where people get together. So I'm thinking anybody could start shooting anywhere. Yeah, that makes me a little bit nervous. So I watch
it in movie theaters.
Movie theaters, people getting smoked, like that Batman shooter. Mm-hmm. So, but that, so... as a parent, your thoughts are all over the place because you're like, well, you don't want to pull them out of school, but you don't want them in school. But then you're thinking, well, you could get shot anywhere. So it doesn't really, I don't know if that's going to, you know. So I remember you sent out a tweet saying, come with a solution. Don't, what did you say?
Well, I know a lot of people after the shooting were trying to make political points about it. Like, oh, well, it's literally hours after it happened when they're still announcing people that were injured and killed. People were trying to come with, like, political solutions. I'm like, well, how about we, like, console the families and the people that were affected and then get into policies and your politics afterwards, after we make sure people are okay and we care about the people that were affected from the shooting before we get into, you know, you yeah. trying to make a point.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at that. Some people are just tired of seeing it happen. Mm-hmm. So their first thing is, we got to do something about this. And other people that are closely affected, or, sorry everybody, I got allergies, are wanting to, you know, just yeah. trying to get over the mm-hmm. trauma of it.
I agree.
What do you
with
guys
that.
Think would fix the problem?
I've actually given some thought to this. I feel like a solution to it, it seems kind of out there, but putting fingerprint ID on triggers of guns and not selling assault rifles that could just spray people down, like, there's no point in having those. You don't need that for self-defense. But the where I'm coming from with the touch ID on triggers is, first of all, to make the cost of guns go up, so it would be harder to access them. Only the owner of the gun, you implant the ID when you buy it.
Oh, so you can't use it unless...
Exactly, unless you're the owner of it. Nobody's going to be stealing guns. You're not going to see them being sold all over the place because only the owner can use it.
Well, here's something scary. That kid that did that shooting made
the gun. He made the gun. Yeah.
So none of these rules would have stopped that. No law changes would have stopped him from doing that. Definitely. And that's what bothers me. Some people say it's a cultural thing. I think a lot of it has to do with a cultural...
attention-seeking.
Change. And
the household.
Prescription drugs.
Was he on drugs?
I don't know. I think that's something that we need to probably still find out. But what I'm finding out is a lot of these people who commit suicide and kill other people are on these antidepressants. So that's a big, you know, the pharmaceutical companies don't want to see any changes with any of this stuff. But now they're starting to crack down on the opioids. So now they're starting to run for the hills. And they're going to probably have to start cracking down these antidepressants. But, you know, think about these other countries. A lot of these other countries, you don't see mass shootings all the time. So we got to look at what's the difference. Why aren't they blowing there, shooting everybody up? And why are we? We're doing it all the time, too. It's not like it's every blue moon.
I feel like a lot of it is the culture of our country.
It's the culture of our country. Everybody's mad. Mm-hmm. Everybody's excited. Everybody hates this, hates that. If you got an opinion that I don't agree with, you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, you're whatever name we could come up with. So I think our culture is jacked up. But are a lot of your kids your age thinking anything about culture? Are they
other than the culture of your skin tone, no. People are just, I don't know. People don't care. I know that there's some people that do care about politics and stuff like that, but I know a lot of kids my age aren't worried about it. I don't personally have that strong of an opinion on Trump, but I know
But the kids at your school that support Trump, are those kids considered racist?
Not generally speaking, no.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah. Are they all caucus?
They're all white. But I do also go to a mainly white school, so...
Is it? I thought it was more Asian.
Asian. There's a lot of Asians.
They don't care whatsoever, huh?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'd care, but.
But you never heard any of them talk about it?
No.
Because you guys don't spend a lot of time talking about this,
though. Not really, no.
What do y'all talk about mostly? Girls?
Sometimes.
Boys?
No.
Hey, man, sir. You know, nowadays. Girls?
Girls.
All right. Yeah. You got any transgenders at your school?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that one black dude?
He's not really transgender. He's very expressive.
Is he? Does he like girls? Or
boys.
Oh, he's gay or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
But he dresses like a girl and he acts all flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
You guys accept him?
I mean, yeah.
Nobody clowns him.
That's just him. I mean, a lot of people do.
They do clown him,
but I mean, that's just who he is.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
but. You know.
So, but what do kids talk about? Fortnite?
That was...
The Lakers?
9th, 10th grade. That was about one year ago.
You guys talk about your future, what college you're going to?
It depends who you hang around with, too, because you hang out with the basketball kids, you're going to talk a lot about the NBA and, you know, the Lakers and all that stuff. If you talk to, like, the super smart kids, they're going to talk about college, you know, stuff like that. If you talk to the TikTokers, they're going to talk about TikTok all the time.
So we got different...
Mm-hmm.
Pockets.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not, it's just what they're into is not a skin color thing. It's what they're into.
Yeah, especially in my school. But a lot of my school really is just Asian and white. There's not a lot of black and Latino and all that. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so what did the teachers and the authority at the school, did they say anything about the shooting, or are they doing drills? Are they doing anything to prepare?
Well, we do drills every now and again. But the thing that's flawed about the drills is that the people that are doing the shootings typically either go to the school or went to the school, so they've done the drills. They know exactly what people are going to be doing.
So the drills,
I mean, I feel like they're still necessary because people need to know what to do. But at the same time, it's kind of... You know, shoot yourself in the foot because it's like, well, now they know exactly what you're going to be doing when they're trying to shoot at the school.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. It's just like when people talk about how certain murders happen, they give people ideas on how they can do it and not get caught because this guy
those
did
those shows
this.
Like Investigation Discovery.
I've watched those shows.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Forensic Files, Investigation. Those are great shows. They just, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to murder anybody. It's just fun to see how they... catch people.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't accusing you of murder, but
well, I'm not trying to get away with nothing. But now I know how to get away with it. There's no way to get away. Just so anybody listening, there's no way of getting away with stuff unless you Tupac or Biggie's murderer. They just didn't want to catch y'all.
If Tupac's even dead, but that's a whole nother.
Well, he's with Bruce Lee and Elvis and Michael Jackson.
No, they're dead.
Oh, they're dead. But Tupac's
dead. In Cuba, but that's a whole nother situation.
Tupac is dead. Is dead now. But they can catch people now with forensics. It's hard to get away with stuff now. But anyway, but when we like girls, it's different than nowadays when you guys like girls or when you're trying to get at a girl. We had to actually, what do you call it, talk to them. We had to walk up to them and say, hi, nice to see you. You look nice today. Would you like to go for a soda pop or something?
A soda pop. That just shows how old you are.
That's right. Or ice cream or a hamburger, cheeseburger, with pickles. But you guys don't do that. Am I correct? You just shoot them a text or a snap. How would a guy talk to a girl nowadays and how would they get that going?
Of course there is also like personal interaction, but
you still
people still do that if they see somebody that they like, but a lot of the time it's Instagram DMing people.
A friend of yours.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know
you got
that
a friend.
No, on TikTok, you find somebody, you know, you think is good looking on TikTok, it's so easy to find their other social medias like Instagram and stuff like that. So it's easy to just shoot like a quick text to them or something.
So you mean to tell me the first time you see someone could be on social media versus seeing them at the mall or something, you're like, yo.
Yeah, definitely.
So you could meet somebody can see somebody for the first time on your phone and then meet them.
Yeah, because there's a lot more variety on social media, too. Like, if you're just going solely off of, like, meeting somebody in person, it's going to be, like, a slim amount of people that you're ever even going to meet.
And but it doesn't help you if they're in Wisconsin. So you have to... Do you organize people by zip code or something? Or you're looking at your friends, and you know that they're local. How does that work?
Sometimes you figure out where they're from after you start chatting a little bit, and then you're like, well, that's...
That ain't gonna happen.
But I'm at the age where I could be living in Wisconsin in a couple of years, depending where I go to college at.
Right.
I'm not saying I would judge that decision off of.
Yeah, you better not. But scholarship.
But it's also not bad to garner new relationships with people from wherever, because you never know when you're gonna be there anyways.
So if you're on Instagram, are you doing a search? Are you looking at your followers? Are you looking at... You type in pretty girls in Valencia. Like, how does that work? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, there's something called an explore page on Instagram, which is kind of like the For You page on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is just like, just content that you might like to see. And a lot of times...
Because they know what you like to see.
But a lot of time, like, pretty girls show up. So I click on their profile, see.
And then the ones that are close by, you can reach out.
But sometimes you don't even know if they're close by until you reach out.
So people just reach out to random people because they're good looking and say, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Definitely.
Whoa.
I get probably close to 50 DM requests a day. I have 50 a day? Probably close to around there. I'm not saying I respond to them all.
No, that's too much work.
You know, I probably have a total, like, I could scroll through... not to flex or anything, not trying to show off, but
brag.
A lot of people just reach out without even knowing you. People from the UK reach out. People from all over the world reach out without even knowing you, kind of just to have conversation with a complete stranger.
That's a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to... I can't even process that. I mean, literally, we would have to go out and talk to people. You guys only have to do that. You finally meet them maybe after you've talked for... months.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that's better than what we used to do?
I mean, I'm sure it's better. I'm sure I would like it
way
better.
You think you're
going
to find your
now.
Wife that way?
It's possible.
That's crazy.
It's possible. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like the people that you're going to meet on social media is so much like...
But they can put up fake...
Definitely. Yeah.
Stuff.
Catfish.
Well, not only that, but you don't know if they were raised well. Yeah. You don't know if they grew up with a mom and a dad. That's debatable if that's important enough. But I'm just saying, you don't know anything about the person except what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm. But then when you start talking to them, their personality kind of shows. Yeah, this thing's called FaceTime now, which is basically just like, not really, but it's kind of like being face-to-face with somebody. It's kind of like being with them in person because
you got the
you're
FaceTime.
Basically, yeah. So there's ways to get to know people without technically being with them in the moment.
FaceTime is a new phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I noticed when your friends call, you guys are always on FaceTime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody does holding the phone to their face anymore and, like, talking when you could.
Why would you rather? What if you don't haven't combed your hair yet or something?
Even people just show, like, I know a lot of people show their ceiling, and instead of holding the phone to their face, I feel like it's just better that way. Like, the audio's better.
Really?
It's more personable. I feel like when people call me, I'm just rushing to get off the phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to.
But when you're seeing them, it's different. You don't mind talking.
Yeah, I mean, especially, of course, it depends on the person, but.
So we call these things phones, but we don't use them as phones at all.
I mean, you're still using them as a phone.
You are?
I feel like FaceTime, yeah.
They should be called communication devices.
I mean, people call them that, too.
That's hard to say. Are you taking any history classes right now?
As we speak, I took those over summer, so no, but I've definitely taken history courses.
What did you take over the summer? What history courses?
U.S. history.
U.S. history. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did they cover mostly in the U.S. history? I want to know what they're teaching kids nowadays.
Well, that was an online class.
Oh, so you don't remember any of it? Jeez,
I mean, no. I mean...
Do you remember any of it?
I remember they talked about Christopher Columbus.
They talked about Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he talk about how he did the Indians?
I'm sure they did. It's an online class.
Did somebody do it for you?
No, I did it. But it was an online class.
I don't care if it was online. I don't remember it.
Summer was a long time. If we're talking about, okay, last year I took Modern Civilizations.
I ain't talking about last year. This summer, you don't remember nothing.
No, I do remember. Not a lot.
So you said Christopher Columbus? That's all you can pull out of that? The first president was George Washington. I think we all know that. Is that what you learned too?
I don't remember exactly what I learned. I got an A in the class.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, Modern Civ.
Mod Civ. So, I know, like, a lot of last year, they're talking about a lot of... The thing that stuck with me a lot was the Hutu and Tutsi, like, the war in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Talked a lot about that. It's just awkward.
They talked about that?
Yeah. I was the only African-American student in my class. And that's, like, true for most of my classes, but it's just awkward when they talk about, like, in English last year, even in English, they were talking about, like, slavery and like, oppression, which is, like, they talk about it every year, but it's awkward just being, like, the only black student in the class and people turning their heads, like, oh, you know. We were watching a movie about the Hutu and Tutsis, and I remember this kid, he's my friend, but he was trying to make a joke. He was like,
I said, Brian, there's your dad.
Yeah, he was like, Brian, that's you. It's you.
Oh, it says you.
He still calls me Hutu to this day.
Yeah, but those people look like me. They don't look like you.
I know.
That's
I guess
up.
The Tutsis, I think, look like me.
They look like you?
Not exactly, but I know. I think if I remember correctly.
They're in Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't look. Nobody looks like you. I think. No offense, sir.
I think the lighter looking Africans were the Tutsis.
They're in Northern Africa, like Egypt. So, but since you were growing up, since you were in elementary school, history, what did they mostly talk about?
I know they talk about a lot of Christopher Columbus. They talk a lot about slavery and, like, Martin Luther King and stuff like that.
So when you were little, do you remember, like, when you started hearing all that stuff, were you kind of like, did it make you a little bit uncomfortable when they kept talking about that all the time?
Definitely uncomfortable, because it's definitely... Especially where I grew up, just a lot of, especially when you're the only, like, one of the only black kids in the class, people, there's a lot of staring and, like, stuff like that. And, like, just, like, stupid jokes that people make. But
I've said this on other people who've listened to this podcast. They know my stance on that. That is one of the most destructive things they can do to these kids. And then they get older, and all they see on TV is racial problems. And they wonder where it comes from, and they wanna talk about it. We need to have a serious conversation in this. No, we don't. We need to stop talking about it. We need to stop teaching it. And the only thing they teach in schools, if they want to teach about, I mean, the sad part with me is the kids that have brown skin. The first thing they learn about why they have brown skin is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they learn about it, and then they just keep Black History Month, Martin Luther King. Yeah. They just keep.
I was about to say. It's not that we should stop teaching it altogether, but I feel like, especially at such a young age, like, you're learning about it in first grade and
kindergarten,
stuff like that. It's like, why should you implant that divisiveness in, like, a kindergartner? because they don't understand. Like, a white kindergartner is going to see a black one after they just taught about slavery and how the white people oppress the black people, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm better than you now, blah, blah, blah. It's like, at least wait until they're in high school or something like that.
This is 16-year-old kid saying this, ladies and gentlemen. 16-year-old kid saying... It's amazing that these educators don't think that. It's really mind-boggling. I don't care what color you are. This seems so elementary
It starts in the curriculum, and the curriculum is made by the government. So the government's what's been doing all this, you know, putting crack in the hood, did slavery.
I mean, I hope it's not. I hope that's not why that's happening. But I hope and pray that this wasn't an intentional effort to do what's happening. But I think it has to be at this point because no one's changing it. So hopefully more kids like you will think like that. When you guys become the decision makers, we can have some change, because my generation obviously is not cutting it. Did they ever talk about the Holocaust? Which one, world history or what?
Mod Civ, they talked a lot about the like Hitler and stuff, which was last year.
And how much do you remember about Hitler and what he did?
I actually remember a good amount, probably, like, I know we did a whole unit on, like Germany and, like, the Jews and stuff like that, and internment camps. So they did teach a lot about the Holocaust. And I can't remember if they taught about it a lot in, like, previous years. I think we were taught about it in, like, middle school and stuff like that. Like, it's definitely something you know about.
You didn't learn about it in elementary school? The Holocaust,
not that
Nazis.
I can remember. No, I don't think so.
But junior high, middle school, you started learning about,
like,
the Jews being murdered and all that stuff, or just...
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't remember exactly, but I feel like at that point you kind of know about that stuff, even if they do teach it or not.
Being alive and hearing people talk.
I really learned in depth about it last year, which was 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, they gave us the facts about it and, like, how it began and how it ended.
How many Jews did they say got murdered in that whole...
I think it was like 6 million.
Oh, yeah, he did teach you. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I did pretty well in my class.
You did? You I don't say you enjoyed it, but you found it interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think Hitler was a genius, or do you think he was a madman?
I think he was a madman.
Do you think if he used his powers for good and not evil, he would have probably done some amazing things?
I mean, sure, it's possible.
I'll never say anything good about that guy because he was horrible. But some of the stuff that he came up with was, you know, he had some crazy engineering feats. Like, he pulled off some crazy stuff. If he wasn't trying to take over the world and kill people that he didn't think were worthy of living, he probably would have gone down as a heck of a human being. But he was sick. So learning about the Holocaust... First of all, do you know a lot of Jewish kids at your school? Did you look at them differently once you learned about that at all?
Definitely not. And a lot of the time, you can't even tell if somebody's Jewish. Unless, right. unless
they tell you.
Yeah, unless they tell you, like, unless they're wearing, like, a yarmulke or something like that. Yeah. Like, a lot of the time, you can't even tell. But I definitely don't see any Jewish people differently after learning about the Holocaust.
Do you think they see black people differently when they learn about slavery?
I would hope not. I don't think so. That's but a good I know people make jokes, which is like, okay.
Joke. But you don't hear a lot of Jew jokes? Or do you?
I feel like people are a lot more sensitive to Jew jokes than slavery jokes.
Interesting.
Like, I've literally, last year, I had kids, like, joking around, have, like, there's, like, a whip app on the phone, and they'd, like, go up to black people, like, going like this and whipping them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. And there's no gas app. We gassing. Yeah. No gas app for the Jews.
It's like a whip on their phone, and it makes, like, the whip sound, and, like, they literally, kids think it's a joke to go up to, like, black people and just, like, as it's funny, and people laugh, and it's like, okay, bro.
They laugh at that?
Yeah. I told you, my school is very...
They're kids, man. Kids do stupid stuff. I don't think anybody, I don't think that kid that's doing that hates black people.
Yeah, no. They just think it's funny.
They just think it's funny. They don't know, and, you know, it's messed up. But
you get a lot of people at my school saying the N-word just to get your goat.
Really?
Without actually, yeah, definitely.
I didn't think that was.
They come up to you.
So you mean tell me a white kid would come to you? What's happening?
Yeah, definitely. It happens all the time.
And these are friends.
I don't really call them friends, but at school they're my friends.
You don't have any of your buddies, your tight buddies, that do the same thing?
Mm-mm. Most of my tight buddies are black, anyways.
Why is that?
Just because those are just the friends that I've grown close with. They're not like the kids at the school I go to.
Yeah, but you've been friends with a little bit of everything. I remember mm-hmm. growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, even Noah Montalban, he's not black.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not like those, like, you know, those weird kids at my school that do that stupid stuff.
But he don't say the N-word?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
You're saying kids at your school come up to you saying the N-word. We talking the, in you know, the G-E-R or the G-A?
Yeah, it's very rare that people actually say the E-R.
Okay, so these kids...
And sometimes people say, like, half the word to see if you're going to do anything. They're like...
Mm-hmm. What's up, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to slap them every now and again.
Do they ever be like, yo, what's up, my nigga? You like that?
Yeah. And it's a lot of times it's a joke, like, looking at your reaction, there's, like, a group of people behind him, like, ooh, is he going to react?
That's kind of whack.
It is whack. I've been telling you this since...
You call him out, like, yo, man, what...
Yeah, sometimes you got to slap people.
Oh, you slap them?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
You know, I'm a grown man. I got friends from different backgrounds. And, you know, it's funny because people that are my age, they're just, they don't do it. They're scared to death. Mm-hmm. Because these people have careers and they have, mm-hmm. you know, maybe in different parts of the, you know, scale, I guess. People who don't care about their career probably don't care. But people I know, I don't hear them saying that. So it was probably mm-hmm. mostly a kid thing. I wonder what your brother goes through. He's in college.
Oh, yeah, he goes through the same stuff.
They do it. They do that there, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Well, a lot of people wonder is why do other people, why does anybody want to say the word, I guess? I want to take a stab at it. I want to hear what you have to say, but I'm going to take mm-hmm. a stab at it. I think a lot of it is because first of all, rap music is the hottest music right now, period. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asian, everybody. Right now, the culture of the world is hip-hop. Every single leading hip-hop artist uses that word consistently. Every single one.
Every single African-American.
Well, African-Americans are the hardest.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Eminem use the N-word in a song?
No, because he's scared to death. No,
because he feels no desire to say it.
My brother Mike told me he did that once, and he caught heat, and he stopped doing it. Every rap artist that could get it with, hey.
You ever see MGK use the N-word?
Was he white?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't know. French Montana, he ain't black. He uses it. Cypress Hill, they're not black. They use it.
Also not
there's black. A lot of rappers. Big Pun or whatever his name. He's not black. So.
But they're not white.
First of all, if I'm saying gook or spick. By the way, everybody who's listening, I don't ever use these terms. I'm just saying, I won't get away with it. Gook, spick, kike, any
that,
of those
what
terms.
Does that mean?
Those are all derogatory terms for other groups. If I say white trash, redneck, hunky, or anything, like I don't think I can.
But
get away with
what,
saying those
what,
things.
What so how white can trash? How was white trash ever used in the past to put white people under? Like,
well, nobody wants to be called that.
Okay, nobody wants to be called the N-word, but that's also there's also history behind the N-word.
There's probably history behind gook.
Okay. I've never heard that word. Nobody uses that.
No, you never heard that word?
Never in my life have I heard that
word. Wow.
But the word that you constantly hear is the N-word.
Because it's in rap music.
Okay.
If it wasn't in the rap music, you wouldn't hear it so much. Trust me. Okay. But it's all
you hear
in rap music.
That doesn't mean it's available for everyone to use.
Well, stop saying it then. These guys
I don't say
stuff.
It.
No, Jay-Z.
That doesn't mean, just because Jay-Z says it doesn't mean I want to be called it
okay.
by the white person coming up.
If you're singing a song and that word's in it, you think they're just going to hum that part and sing the rest?
They better.
That's ridiculous.
Just like you don't want me to curse, right, in the car when I'm singing a song.
I don't want you listening to that
I can skip over
stuff.
That song.
All right, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. When I was a kid, I listened to N.W.A. and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it in front of my parents.
Okay.
And I went around saying those things.
You didn't curse in front of your parents, did you?
Heck no.
Exactly. So how come there's such an urge for these white people to say the N-word in front of black people?
They're not going to say it in front of their parents, but they're going to say it around their peers because you're part of their peer group.
But if somebody knows that they don't want that, if somebody knows that I don't want to be called the N-word, then why even say it? What's such, like, what do you get from calling me that?
It's nothing. What do you get from calling somebody, hey, what's up, dog? What's up, man? What's up, homie? What's up, what do you call your friends? when you greet them?
I don't know.
You don't say homie, a dog, a bro, a bruh. I heard you say that. Right?
Okay.
That's the same thing.
But if I know that my friend doesn't want to be called, what's up, bro, then I won't call him bro.
Okay. If you say I don't want to be called bro, then I won't call you bro. All
right. Then how come when you tell somebody I don't want to be called the N-word, they continue
to do it? You told somebody that?
Yeah.
And they keep doing it?
Uh-huh. All the time.
Well, you need to probably say, hey, man, you do it again. I'm going to have to see you outside, you know?
Uh-huh. And that's where I'm coming from.
All right, but that shouldn't be a whole lot of people.
Tells these people, stop saying it. In every single, you see a bunch of videos like, okay, you can't say this. Don't say this. And people know, deep down, they should not be saying that word, well, but they still say it.
It's an internal fight.
Why do you think a white boy or anybody is more likely to say that word in the suburbs than if they go to Compton and say it? Because they know that people are going to react.
Okay, let me think about that. So let's say you got a white kid in the hood. First of all, he ain't gonna be in the hood saying anything that's gonna be remotely offensive because he's no. Okay. I don't care what he. I don't forget about the N word. He ain't gonna say nothing that's gonna start no mess. Because he get murdered out there.
Okay,
I don't even talk junk in Compton.
Okay, exactly.
Or what?
Then why would you talk that same junk anywhere else?
Because it's safer in certain areas.
That's what I'm saying.
But you won't say a lot of different things. A lot of stuff you say here in Santa Cruz, you ain't gonna say in Watts.
I don't speak.
You don't even wear certain colors in Watts.
Okay, that's different than dialect. I don't say, if I'm not going to say something somewhere else, I'm not going to say it where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay true to what I'm going
to
say.
You know, I was talking to my brother about this. He's in the rap game. He's in the music business. And I asked him the same question. We had the same conversation. And he said, I said, so can this guy say it? Can this guy say it? Can this guy say it? And he finally came around. He said, if you got some dudes vouching for you, you can say it. But why do you want to say it as a question? Well, again, it's because it's in the culture. It's in the culture.
But whose culture is it in?
It's in the hip-hop culture, which everybody's a part of. When you buy those records, when you're going to those concerts, when you're singing those songs, you're part of that culture. Just because you have certain skin color doesn't mean you can't be part of that culture. That's discrimination. That's discrimination. When black people couldn't eat out a certain water fountain, drink out of a certain water fountain, eat at a certain restaurant, sit in the back of the bus, that's discrimination. You telling people who are part of this culture just because of their skin color they can't be fully participants of that culture, that's discrimination.
If people find offense to it, then why are you so...
Why are they using it then if they find so much offense to it?
Because to us... Or to black people, it's not offensive to them when you're saying it amongst each other because it's like, okay, there's no deeper meaning behind it when you say it. But if you don't know if somebody's racist when you're walking down the street.
So you grow up...
Anybody could be walking down the street. Oh,
you grew up with Paxton Pope or mm-hmm. Let's think of whoever else. These guys got blonde hair, blue eyes. You grew up with them. You guys grew up with
I don't
the
want
same,
them calling me that.
But you guys grew up with the same life. He wasn't no slave master. You weren't no slave. You didn't work for his family. No, hold on. You guys grew up on the same level, right? And then you got this other dude that's black or whatever. You guys all grew up together. You guys all hang out every day. You're all good friends. Now we get to the point where you're listening to rap songs together, you're rapping, you and this black dude is rapping, saying in along with the song, but if he says it, y'all gonna stop the regular, hey man.
Yeah.
You can't be saying that.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Hear me
y'all
out.
Grew up
hear me
together.
Out. Hear me out.
Okay.
If you take exactly what you just said, him and me, and you take it 200 years ago, it is very likely that he would be calling. It's the same thing. It is very likely that he would be calling me that word. In a very put under, like, I'm trying to put you under type sense.
If this was 200 years ago, 50 years ago even, yeah. But this is 2019.
But there's still things going around today. The cops are still shooting black people.
Yeah, but that kid that grew up with you is not trying to oppress you. He's just kicking it with you. Okay. Y'all listen to the same song together. He don't know. Look, a lot of people don't know all this garbage that went on with that word. The people who are
everybody knows what garbage went on.
A lot of people who are using it in these rap songs aren't using it in relation to the oppression that is associated with that word. They're not using it for that purpose. They're using it because it's part of the culture, jamming out. So the people who they're inviting into that culture by selling it to them and inviting them to the concerts, they're saying you can partake in this culture, in this movement or whatever you want to call it, but you can only have 90% of it because your skin color.
Okay.
Your skin color is the one thing that's ruining your ability to be fully part of this culture. That's okay. Discrimination.
Okay.
All the way.
Think about it this way. If somebody doesn't want you to call them something and there's a valid reason for them not wanting you to say that to them, then why are you so, I need to say it. I can't just hold my tongue. I need to say it.
Because
the only reason for that is probably racism, if you need to say it that bad.
You're being excluded from that culture because of your your skin color, and that doesn't feel good. And a lot of black people should know how
I guess,
doesn't feel
I hope you. I hope that you now understand how it feels.
When I was in high school, we used to all drive around to NWA. It was white kids. There was Asian kids. Matter of fact, it was Jaime. He was Hispanic. Charles, you know Charles, he's Asian. And a few other kids, because I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood as well. We would drive up and down the street every night, yelling and screaming, rapping, forget the police, straight out of Compton. And every other word was the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Not once did I look around the car like, hey, man, no, hey, whoa, hit pause, man.
But you were also called white boy in high school.
No. I had a few brothers that were just wanting to
Because of that very reason that you just said, you were never sweating at other people because you were probably...
Back then, we didn't sweat it like that. It wasn't a big deal.
Who was we, though? Speak for yourself. Everybody. I'm sure a lot of people did sweat it. I feel like you were just an exclusive person.
You know what? I want to have somebody on from that era next time we talk. I'm going to ask them that question. I don't think I was the only one. I think there's a lot of people back then that, you know, we didn't make that big of a deal. We're jamming together. We're rocking out together. We're homies. You know, you know, somebody mess with me, they'd be the first one to step up and say, hey, man, you better leave my boy alone. We were tight. Judging people over their skin color has been a problem in this country for a long time. Why are we keeping that going? You're basically saying, hey, you can't say that word because of your skin color, only because of your skin color. We've been through the trenches together.
Is that so bad? 200 years ago, you'd get whipped and you'd get beaten and you'd be forced to work strictly because of your skin color. So is it so bad that you can't say a word because of your skin color? Like, is that really going to kill you?
Two wrongs don't make it right, number one.
It's not
number
a wrong.
Number two.
Not being able to say a word is not going to kill you.
Saying that word or using it.
It's like using any bad word.
Hold on. Any judgment off of your skin color is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You telling somebody they can't use anything because of their skin color is wrong.
If Dom comes up to you, remember Dom?
Dom's disrespectful.
No, he's not. Okay, would you feel disrespected if he came up to you? He's like, what's up, man? Would you feel disrespected?
First of all,
or would you be like, yeah, man?
I get offended when your friends say, what's up, man? I get offended with that.
Because you don't want them to say it, huh?
Well, I'm their elder.
Uh-huh. And there's a reason behind you not wanting to say it, right? So they shouldn't say it, in other words.
The N-word is like a cuss word.
Okay,
them. I get on him. Hold on. I get on your friends and they say the D-word. Damn. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be considered a derogatory term.
Disrespectful. And you don't want them to say it, huh?
Yeah, but if his dad and I were buddies like Jason Pope, I wouldn't care.
But how come you're saying because of his age he can't say something? Because he's my age, he can't say
something. Because his age is inappropriate. You don't cuss in front of your elders.
It's not cussing. If he came to you, he's like, what's up, man? How you doing, dog? You'd feel some type of way about it, right?
You feel disrespected. Your friends calling me dog.
And I don't want white people calling me the N-word. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
That's discrimination. He can't call you dog or man because he's 17, 16.
We're getting way out of...
No, that's the point
you're
making.
You're considered a minor child. You don't disrespect your elders. I don't cuss in front of my... Okay. Uncle Merle had
you're
the
white,
dirtiest mouth in the world. I would never cuss in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I would never cuss in front of my aunt and uncles. Because that's just disrespectful.
Okay, and so why are you so? Why do you want to say the N-word so bad if you know it's disrespectful? Why do you want to call a black person the N-word if you know it's disrespectful?
It's only disrespectful.
Just because you know not to cuss in front of your elders.
Okay, what did I say earlier? I said that to discriminate against someone because of their skin color is a problem. I guess I'm being discriminative when I'm telling a kid, a friend of my kids, not to call me Mr. Jackson. I guess, okay, I'm discriminating.
It's the same exact thing.
But that's accepted discrimination when you're telling a young minor to not call me.
What do you mean by accepted discrimination?
Well, there's some discrimination that's okay. You can't.
Okay, and
you
this can't discrimination run for, is okay.
You can't run for president until you're 35. That's discriminatory. mm-hmm. that's discriminating against you because you're too young. You can't drive a car until you're 16. That's discrimination.
Mm-hmm. You're helping prove my
but
point.
But I'm saying to discriminate against someone because of skin color in any way.
And how's that different from discriminating against somebody because of their age?
Because eventually you'll be an adult, okay? So that goes away. That discrimination goes away eventually. You'll never stop being a certain skin color unless you do some Sammy Sosa
stuff. I'll tell you this. If, when discrimination against black people from white people stops, when black people stop getting gunned down by the cops and loading two full rounds into people just because of the way they look, just because of their skin color, then start saying the N-word. But until that stops, stop saying the N-word because it's still racism in the country. And there's still discrimination.
First of all, cops, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, they all shoot people. Mm-hmm. Okay? We don't know how many white people are getting shot up. We don't even hear those numbers. I'm sure there's a lot of them getting shot up.
A lot less. Why do you think more black people are?
The numbers are definitely disproportionately
exactly.
slanted towards black people.
Well, let's see the numbers.
Definitely. No, the numbers are out there.
What are the numbers then? If it's that clear to you, give me some percentages. Give me some numbers. I'm not saying they don't exist. Just give me some numbers. You yeah, look
just,
it up.
We're just a human,
the media makes it seem like just because you're black, you're going to get shot by the cops.
It's not what they're saying. They're saying it's definitely true that more black people get shot by the cops than white people.
Why is that?
Because first of all,
you think
fear,
all the cops are white?
I think a lot of cops are white. Okay. I see more white cops than black.
The cop in North Carolina, the black dude that got shot in North Carolina that was unarmed, he got shot by a black cop. There's racist people everywhere. There's people that judge people by their color everywhere. Mm-hmm. Is it to the level Which it is was? Why, is it to the level? How did Obama win two terms? If this country mm-hmm. was that racist, how could he win two terms as a president? If this country was that racist, how could that happen? It's impossible if this country was that racist.
Well, you said earlier about there's racist people everywhere and how you don't know who's racist, right? If I don't know who's racist, the person calling me the N-word, the kid in my school, could very well be racist.
Maybe you got racist people that are not necessarily white. Maybe black people okay. hate white people. And maybe some Hispanics hate
sure a black
Asians.
Person.
Maybe some Asians that hate, maybe some Koreans that hate Japanese.
I don't think unless you're blind and you're in a Dave Chappelle skit that a black person's going to be calling another black person the N-word as like, oh, I hate you. And I
we
hope
think my grandma does it all the time.
She hates black people?
She drives around the hood talking about, look at these.
She does not hate black people. I can tell you right now, she does not hate black people.
I don't know if she hates them. She's disappointed in a lot of them.
Okay. That does not mean you're racist.
What is racist anyway?
Where you favor one race over the other because of just how they look.
Okay. Favor, meaning you want to hang out with them more. And that's fair. Some people rather hang out with somebody that looks more like them. That's fair. I've seen that. I see it all the time.
How would you feel if a random white person you didn't know came up to you, greeting you like, oh, what's up, my N-word? How you doing, my N-word? You have no clue who he is. He just starts calling you that out of nowhere.
Anyone approach me like that, I'd feel like, that's weird.
Okay.
If he was black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, Japanese, if anybody came up to me, their initial, hey, how you doing, my name? I'd be like, do I know this guy? And if I did, that's never happened to me in my life. I've never had that happen.
What if he doesn't even greet you like that?
Weird.
He doesn't know you. He just calls you that, like in passing, like, "Oh, what's up?" Or he just like, "Come on," or something. He just says the N word to you without you even knowing him, or he greets you like that. You're not gonna feel any differently if it's a black person saying it or if it's a white person.
If I'm in the barbershop and there's white dudes in there, black dudes in there, we're all just chopping it up, and this white dude goes, "Oh, yeah, this is crazy, man." No, I don't think anybody's gonna bat an eye.
I think a lot of people will.
Well, maybe some young punks.
No, I think everyone in that barbershop would be like, what
if we all bouncing that off, all just in there chopping
you,
it up,
at
and
your
he
barbershop,
slips that out.
I promise you, at your barbershop, they
and
would
And he's trip. Cool, and he's everybody's boy, and he's known everybody for
if
10,
he's everybody's
15 years.
Boy, he's not going to say it anyways. If he knows them, if he knows that they don't like being called that, he's not going to say it anyways.
I don't agree with that.
I do agree with that. All my friends that I've known for all that long time, they know not to say that because they know it's not right.
Because he knows that y'all going to trip.
Yeah, for good reason. So he's smarter than
it's
that.
It's your good reason. Because that, just so you know, you're discriminating against that kid. Just because of his skin. Everything.
You just said that there's some sort of right discrimination.
I said skin color discrimination is never okay. If one of your, if Paxton came up to you, white kid, he came up to you, hey, Brian, my name, you like that. I wouldn't trip.
If he's doing it as a joke just to get your goat,
if he's doing it for ulterior motives, I may have an issue. Well, okay, that's the whole thing. Now we're talking. Now we're on to something. If somebody's trying to be derogatory, if trying to be offensive, of course I'm going to have a problem with that. Even if somebody's trying to say, you're a stupid fool, I'm going to take offense to that. If they say...
What if...
Oh, your jokes aren't funny.
What if one of your white friends...
I hear that all the time, actually.
Yeah, because they're not. But what if one of your white friends, there's a group of all your buddies are standing in the back, they're all white, and one of them comes up, he's like, he's looking back at his friends, he's like, hey, what's up, man? And says he, and he's like, and all his friends are laughing, what are you going to do? You're just going to be like, what's up?
No, if he's trying to, like I just said, if he has a motive of trying to be offensive.
Which is what happens most of the time, especially in school.
I went to Valencia High School for a football game, and I was in the parking lot walking out to go, I guess, find you or your brother, and this little blonde-haired white kid went to his blonde-haired friend, was like, what's up, my nigga? And he turned and he saw me. He's like, I am so sorry, sir. I was like, hey, man.
He knows better.
No, but I was like, he was addressing his buddy. And why is he doing that? It's because every song on the radio, once you download it, that's all you hear. And then you guys are blown away that people are using this word? That's just mind-blowing.
White people in rap don't use the word. Only African-Americans.
But
and
their
some
idols
minorities.
Are these rappers. These kids' idols are Drake, Jay-Z, Kanye,
there are some,
J. Cole. These are their idols.
A lot of guys idolize Beyonce. Do they want to be a girl? Do they start dressing up as a girl and, oh, I'm a girl now? No. You don't have to be just like your idol.
I like the $6 million man.
Just because you idolize somebody doesn't mean you have to do everything like them.
I like Superman growing up. Love Superman. I still like
him. Do you have superpowers now?
No, but if somebody said, hey, you can't say up, and away because you're black, I would be devastated.
If they have a reason for that, like, oh, black people called us up, said up, and away when they were about to kill us back in the day.
But then I'd be confused, like, why does Superman keep saying up, and away? And that was a term that offended him so badly.
Because they flipped it.
That was an oppressive term to him.
They were so strong that they were able to flip it and make it non-offensive, make it have a good connotation. So, but they still don't want you using it because the way you used it back in the past was very derogatory.
To successfully flip that word is used by everybody, and it don't mean nothing to nobody. That's how you successively.
And that will happen when there's successfully no more racism, there's no more discrimination in our country. That's when that will successfully happen.
That doesn't Until make any that, sense. That don't make
yes,
any sense.
Yes, it does, because there's still...
All
there's
murders still, will never stop. All rapes will never stop.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What?
No, but I'm saying you say when it's all
exactly,
gone,
and that's why all will, the that's evil. Why white people will never. It will never be okay for them to say the word.
Well, stop putting in the songs. That's all I'm saying.
There's no white people putting in the songs.
That is so there racist.
No, it's not.
If you're saying to this person, the only reason why you can't do what
is because
I do,
your ancestors used to say that word while discriminating against our ancestors.
Ancestors, not you. Not you, Jimmy, that I've been friends with since we were born. You can't participate in this part of this culture simply because you have less melanin than me.
And because...
That's discrimination. I don't care how you paint it.
And because there's a lot of history behind it, and a lot of people are still sensitive to them, to that word, because of the way it still... believe it or not, it affects people today.
They're not that sensitive because they're saying it every day and they're putting it in all their music. They can't be that sensitive
to it. Because
they
flipped it into a connotation that does not offend them anymore. But when somebody else says it, there can be ulterior motives behind it because there's still racist people saying it with hate in their within them. Saying
I don't think the person who's rocking out, jamming out to whatever is saying that word out of hate.
Not what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You say
but you don't know if they're saying it out of hate or not.
So you're out there at the club with your friends at the concert, and we're all singing the same song, and if you look in your corner of your eye and you see that white kid that you came to the show with singing that song with that word, you're going to just, that's going to ruin your night?
It's going to be messed up. You might have to get slapped. If I don't want him saying the word, he shouldn't say it.
That's a problem.
If there's somebody saying in a rap song like, oh, dirty, you know, J-E-W or like kill all the whatever, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to sing it along to
it. First of all, you're not going to even go to that concert. Anybody who's going to say kill all the Jews, you ain't going to sit there and support that artist.
Okay, but I'm definitely not going to sing it. If you feel some type of way about him saying that word, don't listen to his music then. Don't go to his concert. But don't be saying it in front of people that are sensitive to it.
You go to a concert with Paxton. Mm-hmm. Y'all singing this song by Drake. Word for word, rocking out, having a blast. When they get to that word in the song, he's not supposed to say it. Man, get out of here.
And because a lot of people get offended by it.
Well, son, thank you for coming on the show. I'm glad to hear that you're racist. No, you're not racist. But I think it's sad that your friends that you grew up with can't sing a song with you without being, Hitler.
Because a lot of people say it.
But I'm not even gonna... I know. A lot of people say it with bad intentions. But everybody follow Brian on TikTok, and he's going to open up his new YouTube channel soon. So make sure you stay tuned. And thanks for coming, and thanks for listening. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to No Half Steppin' with Leonard Jackson. This has been a Laugh Bureau production in association with Leonard Jackson Incorporated. Produced, engineered, and edited by Michael Green. Music by Quargs. Talent booker, Sean McBride. Shot and recorded at the Garden Studios in East Los Angeles.